With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump says the Biden administration policies have been an absolute nightmare.
Second Amendment is under siege. Our Constitution is being run through the shredder. Our borders have been obliterated. Inflation continued to rage, and it's raging right now again.
Addressing the National Rifle Association members in Texas yesterday, he did thank them for their patriotism.
For more than 150 years, the NRA has been defined by men and women like all of you, loyal, hardworking citizens who believe in defending your families and your communities and our country.
No word yet on the situation in Iran, where the country's president, Ibrahim Raisi, his helicopter has gone down in the mountainous northwest part of the country. Major rescue search and operation continues. Also at SRNnews.com, an Israeli war cabinet minister threatening to resign.
Popular centrist war cabinet member Benny Gantz says he will step down unless the government develops a new six-point plan for the Israel-Hamas war to include the demilitarization of the Gaza Strip. He's accused Israel's leaders of bringing the country to an abyss.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Residents in Houston affected by the storms that killed seven people this week finally getting a bit of good news. Authorities now say they expect power to be restored by the end of today to a majority of those who have been affected. Two people have died, five missing, following a boat collision on the Danube River in Hungary. This is SRN News. Peru taking a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New survey indicating doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued that study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around pro-life laws. Meanwhile, an additional 8,000 women in states without bans or major restrictions on abortion are receiving pills each month through virtual appointments. This is SRN News. A decisive vote against the United Auto Workers at two Mercedes factories in Alabama this week has sidetracked the union's plan to sign up workers at non-union plants, primarily in the South. But President Sean Fain says the UAW will address and return to Mercedes and will press on with efforts to organize some 150,000 workers at more than a dozen auto factories across the United States. Federal wildlife authorities have declared a rare lizard in southeastern New Mexico and west Texas an endangered species. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the future energy development and sand mining could lead to extinction of the dunes sagebrush lizard in one of the world's most lucrative oil and gas basins. More details at SRNnews.com.